USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's war on Ukraine has many Americans at least somewhat worried about the United States being drawn directly into the conflict, and we would be targeted with nuclear weapons, echoing sounds of the Cold War era once again.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia, for free people refused to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The White House is walking back the regime change ad-lib line by President Biden, instead saying it was aimed at stopping Russia's aggression in the region. Actor Will Smith smacked host Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars last night after Mr. Rock used Will's wife as a punchline for a joke. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
President Biden's comments that Russian President Vladimir Putin should not remain in power was a big-time gaffe. So says Senator James Risch, the Republican from Idaho, on the Hill publication.
It was a horrendous gaffe right at the end of it. I wish he would stay on script. Whoever wrote that speech did a good job for him. But my gosh, I wish they would keep him on script. I think most people who don't deal in the lane of foreign relations don't realize that those nine words that he uttered would cause the kind of eruption that they did. But anytime you say, or even as he did, suggest that the policy was regime change, it's going to cause a huge problem.
The Joint European Space Agency and NASA Solar Orbiter spacecraft successfully completed its first close pass through the sun's corona, bringing the spacecraft's specially designed collection of instruments closer to the sun than they've ever been before. The craft was launched in early 2020. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The Biden administration is blaming some of the woes Americans are facing, including highest prices ever at the gas pumps and the potential for food shortages, on the war in Ukraine. North Carolina Republican Representative Greg Murphy on Newsmax says that information is misleading the American people.
I'll take it back, and I hate to say this because I want to support American efforts on behalf of the Ukrainian people, because what is happening is a tragedy. I'll take this back. The war in Ukraine started in Afghanistan because the United States is the leader of the free world. The free world looks up to us to be a source of strength, for peace, against dictatorship, against evil. And sadly enough, we demonstrated in Afghanistan, at least this president did, that his administration is weak. It's rather political rather than doing the just thing. We did not do the just thing to the Afghanistan people. And I think our weakness then in Afghanistan emboldened Putin to then begin his plans, probably that he had had for many years, to continue to try to have the re-extension of the Soviet Union. So I applaud what we're trying to do as a country right now to help the people in Ukraine, but we're doing far too little, far too late, and we could have done things, in my opinion, that could have preempted this entire sad conflict.
A celestial planet show is in the southeast skies this week just before sunrise. The Moon, Mars, Venus, and Saturn are all in the same part of the sky. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.